every weekday and a dedicated local newsroom, no other station covers local issues like what's going on with the progress of Three Mile Bridge or the Pensacola Beach sign, the homeless population in Pensacola, overcrowding of animal shelters in Santa Rosa County, the latest drama of the e-scooters, traffic warnings and storm coverage, and more. Your local news station is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So going through the top three stories here for you. So Nikki Haley, the latest to announce her presidential run. So she's the first challenger to Donald Trump for the 2024 presidential race. Then you've got U.S. recovering electronic sensors from the downed Chinese satellite. They were able to recover it from the ocean. I don't know what these electronic sensors were for. It's just they got sensors. Okay, sounds good. And then there was a mass shooting at Michigan State University this morning. The shooter is dead. Three others killed. Five injured from this situation right there. So we've been talking about that off and on throughout the show here. Now, they're going back to Nikki Haley. So she's the first Republican to enter the race, but there's a lot of buzz now that another South Carolina congressperson, or sorry, politician, let's put it that way, another South Carolina Congress politician is going to throw their name in the hat. Republican Senator Tim Scott would join the field to try to do that. So it's been rumored for a few years now that he was going to run for president. He's been making trips to Iowa and to New Hampshire and things like that. Remember, he actually gave the Republicans' response to the State of the Union. Republican response to the, I believe it was President Biden when he was made the Democrat nominee. He gave his speech. Tim Scott gave the response, and he's just a calm, collected, like, I like his demeanor. I love Tim Scott's demeanor. I like a lot of his politics as well. Very conservative guy. And so this will be interesting to see what happens with this. As I've stated before, my concern as somebody who is a libertarian leaning conservative is that you're going to have so many conservative type individuals running that they're going to just split the vote. It's going to be conservatives supporting all kinds of different people, right? And instead what we're going to get is like a more moderate candidate, say it might not be Mike Pence now that he's kind of getting involved with the this whole problem with the thing. But can you imagine this? Governor DeSantis is running, Nikki Haley's running, Tim Scott's running, President Trump's running. I mean, that's four fairly conservative people right there who could be pulling conservative, votes. Then let's just say those four alone. And then Mitt Romney decides that he's going to throw his name in the hat. Like, hey, Joe Biden was able to win at his age, I should be able to win at my age. So Mitt Romney throws his name in the hat. And then say Mike Pompeo. All right, so you've got two who are pulling for the moderate vote and then four who are pulling for the conservative vote. What's going to end up happening is you're going to get the moderates getting most of the votes. So then the conservatives are going to have to keep dropping out. And then it's going to come down to, like, there's a very good chance that somebody like a Mitt Romney would end up becoming the Republican nominee. All right, well, I'm just saying, just getting prepared. I don't want to see that happen. I like Tim Scott. I liked what Donald Trump's policies were. I like obviously Governor DeSantis's leadership, and I think what he would stand for, his policies. Nikki Haley's shown that she's a proven leader as well. There's a lot of good options out there. All right, it's Pensacola right now, but a lot can happen between now and then. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola. Still have slow-moving traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze proper. This is going to be right around Gulf Breeze Hospital, and it's going to be the entire way throughout the Nature Preserve that you'll see delays. As well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, expect some slow-moving traffic on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So over the weekend, I actually saw this article that was describing the restaurants with the most beautiful view, the most scenic view in each state. So I pulled up Florida. And not surprisingly, the one in Florida is down in the Keys, Key West. It's a restaurant called Latitudes. But when I looked at Alabama, the top restaurant that has the most beautiful views in Alabama is in Orange Beach, Cobalt the Restaurant. I haven't been there, so kind of interesting, right down the road from us. Not that far down the road from us as well is Biloxi, Mississippi, getting the top spot in Biloxi for the most beautiful views. Is McElroy's Harbor House. McElroy's Harbor House. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Part of the reason why, or like the way that they did this, is they went to TripAdvisor, and they looked at reviews on TripAdvisor, and those that had reviews that mentioned beautiful view. That's how they did it. So then they looked at each restaurant in the state and said, okay, this one has the most mentions of beautiful views. Well, interestingly enough, not only is Cobalt the restaurant in Orange Beach the top restaurant with beautiful views in the state of Alabama, it's one of the tops in the country. The one that has the most is in Hawaii, not a surprise, 1,200 mentions. Next closest was a place called The Oasis in Austin, Texas, The Oasis on Lake Travis. Then there's a place in Sedona, Arizona. There's a place in Myrtle Beach. There's a place, well, Latitudes down in Key West. But ranked right there in the top 10 is Cobalt, the restaurant. 245 mentions of beautiful views. So you're right down the road from us. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next. We're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Bobby, I could see a DeSantis-Nikki Haley ticket going far. DeSantis is on fire and Nikki blows Kamala out of the water. Yeah, most anybody could, including TV's emu bird. Yeah, I did. You know, that's one thing, too, when we talk about these presidential races. I've been saying that for a long time. I wish we, with the third-party candidates like the Green Party and Libertarian Party, you often get the candidate announcing their candidacy, and a very short time later, they go ahead and announce who their VP candidate will be. They don't do that on the Republican or the Democrat ticket because you end up doing what Biden did. He selected a former opponent to be his running mate. But I would prefer it. I would prefer to have a ticket where you go, who's your running mate? Because one, it helps us know who, you know, who's what the ticket's going to be. But then two is it also kind of gives us an insight on their selection type process and what they're thinking, because then we'll get an idea what they will, who they'll fill the rest of their cabinet with, you know? So I would love to start seeing the candidates throw their name in the hat along with their VP pick. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, President Biden says he's praying for the victims of last night's shooting at Michigan State University. Three students were killed, five others injured when a gunman opened fire on the campus in East Lansing. The three unidentified flying objects shot down in the U.S. and Canada may be tied to benign commercial or research efforts. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that's what U.S. intelligence agencies are considering as a potential explanation. An alarming number of animals dying in areas near the Ohio train derailment. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources said almost 4,000 dead fish were counted in four nearby waterways. A resident about 10 miles away said five of her hens and a rooster died suddenly. New York Congressman George Santos refusing calls to step down, tweeting, quote, "I'm not leaving, I'm not hiding, and I'm not backing down." Santos still hasn't answered questions regarding campaign finances. And Aaron Rodgers says that he will start his four-day isolation journey later on this week in an effort to come closer to a decision about what his future plans are. Appearing on the Pat McAfee Show today, he says he will spend 4 days in complete darkness at a small house. Not sure exactly where, but no access to phone, nothing. Complete darkness for 4 days. Bobby, could you do 4 days of complete darkness?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I don't know about complete darkness, but like no phones and no electronics. Oh yeah, I could definitely.
Well, okay.
Let's put it this way: I could unplug for 4 days.
Okay.
Me in the mountains, or I'll go on the beach. Even I'll go in the woods. Just
that's fine. I okay, but could you do what Rogers is going to do
with the darkness?
Like he's in isolation, not going
weird anywhere.
Dark. He's basically like living in a small cave for 4 days.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to be really tired so I could sleep the whole time. You know, I don't know. I mean, could I do it? Yeah, but would I want to? No. I think you could
pay me enough to do that for 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days is a long time. So
I could barely go on a long car ride by myself without like driving myself crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that part. that's more likely. I'm not saying I wouldn't go crazy. That's the thing. Like, why is he doing this?
It's
to completely unplug,
just what
I guess.
It's just what he does. I mean, he's got the ayahuasca stuff and he goes on 4 day darkness retreats, I guess. That's what he does.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Still seeing slow traffic. Highway 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns while you're going through the Nature Preserve. And it's going to clear up around Gondolier Boulevard. And expect slowdowns Highway 90 eastbound on the bridge leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, give you an update on Graffiti Bridge. It's now open and already, well, some stuff going on. We'll talk about that coming up next.
This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready.
Yeah, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting. 3 Mile Bridge is open now and already 21 ticket traffic stops, 21 speeding tickets this morning. Can you say speed trap? 45 miles an hour is the speed limit on 3 Mile Bridge. We were talking about this earlier and how it just feels so slow. Feels like it should go. And now with both spans open, We've got a couple of texts from people saying the roads just feel much, or the lanes feel much wider. Well, the lanes have widened. They were 10 to 11 feet. Now they're up to 12. So they are more wide than what they were. But at the same time, it's just, it always feels like it's just too slow on the bridge. So it feels like you need to go faster. Well, there's going to be increased police presence around the bridge here. I mean, look, they've been having speeding issues on the bridge anyway. Now they're just going to crack down on it for a little bit. So, and once you get off the bridge, when you're going from Gulf Breeze, if you don't go the roundabout, if you go to 17th Street, well, you go underneath Graffiti Bridge. Yesterday, an RV hit the bridge. Last year, there was 10 crashes at Graffiti Bridge last year. This year, already two. And so with that, Mayor D.C. Reeves announced that they're going to place some no truck signs along 17th Avenue by the end of the week, formally making it a no truck corridor. They're going to talk to FDOT to see what they can do to try to get some signs on 3 Mile Bridge to let people know that it's a no trucks on 17th Avenue. Maybe that will help. I still think they need something else. But there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
That's called right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we've got we got an update for you as it pertains to two Valentine's Day, some last minute Valentine's Day dates, and just some other little bits of news that way. So stick around for that. And we got your sports hit coming up here shortly. But first, your top three stories. First, let me tell you about the Independence for the Blind's Eyeball. That's coming up March 11th. And that'll be 6 o'clock in the ballroom at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help provide programming for their clients to reach maximum independence in their lives. Get more information at newsradio923.com. And also just a reminder, contact the United Way of West Florida by dialing 211. If you have if you dial 211, you can schedule your appointment for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. This is a free program for individuals making $60,000 or less a year. They're going to operate from four sites: Pensacola State's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill over on Olive Road. Top three stories here for you. Getting started with the United States saying that they've recovered the electronic sensors from the downed Chinese balloon. So good news right there. And then the suspect is dead in the Michigan State shooting, but he killed three others, five injured. Nikki Haley, the first Republican challenger to Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential campaign, as she's thrown her name in the hat today. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So where's this thing right here? Let's go ahead and get sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is underway right now. Boston is beating Milwaukee 10-7. That game is on TNT. Coming up later on TNT will be Golden State against the Clippers. And the NCAA men's basketball is underway right now as well. Auburn took an early lead against Missouri 30-12. That game's on ESPN2. On FS1, you got a close game between number 18 Creighton and number 24 Providence. Providence has the lead by 2 points with 3 minutes left in the first half. On ESPN, Duke has an 8-point lead over Notre Dame with a minute left in that game. Number 23 NC State is losing by 1 point to Syracuse, 3 minutes left in that game. Coming up later tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN will be number 5 Kansas against Oklahoma State. And on ESPN2 will be Michigan against Wisconsin. In NHL hockey, Montreal leads Chicago 1-0. Washington and Carolina is scoreless. New Jersey Red Devils and Columbus Blue Jackets is scoreless as well. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the Florida Panthers are going to be playing the St. Louis Blues on ESPN+. At 8 o'clock on ESPN+ will be Tampa Bay Lightning against Colorado. Then in sports news, jump on over here. The United States has won Alpine skiing's world team event for the very first time ever. So the Alpine skiing world's team event. The United States has won that for the first time ever, so congratulations. Over in the NHL hockey, Alex Ovechkin from the Capitals is stepping away indefinitely to attend to a family matter. The Raiders have gone ahead and released quarterback Derek Carr. He had a no-trade clause. He was talking to some different teams, but then basically he told them he's not going to release his no-trade clause. He's going to keep it in place. Uh-oh. So they had basically no choice but to release him. So so he will be, I'm sure he'll land on another team pretty soon, though. Then the Ravens have hired Todd Monken to be their offensive coordinator. He most recently was the offensive coordinator for the Georgia, like he coached Georgia's title winning offenses. And then the Super Bowl losers, but hey, they got it to the NFC champions, Philadelphia Eagles, just lost two key figures. The offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, just left to be the new head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. The defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, is going to be the head coach for the Cardinals. So both the defense and offensive coordinators are gone from the Eagles, both taking head coaching jobs. Not a big surprise right there. And it is rumored that Eric Bieniemy, the running backs coach for the Chiefs, is one of the top guys in line to go get a head coaching job somewhere. So we'll see what happens with all that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You know, we talk about journalistic integrity or the lack thereof quite a bit here on Pensacola right now. And we got yet another example. First Coast News reporter, Atia Collins, had a hot mic incident covering Governor Ron DeSantis' press conference in Jacksonville. Before the press conference started, she was you heard her talking that my job here is to ask the tough questions. Okay, first part, true. And to make him uncomfortable. Wait, what? I mean, the first part, okay. Your job is to ask tough questions. Yep, I agree. That is a reporter's job. But then to ask the tough questions and to make him uncomfortable. I don't know if your job is to make him uncomfortable. Then the fellow reporter said, good, go for it. Okay. And then I'm going to try to get at least one. All right. She finally gets an opportunity to ask a question towards the end of the press conference. She begins asking. You can't really hear the question on this one, but she says, we have seen bookshelves in schools empty in response to Florida's new guidelines on books. I wonder, and then Governor DeSantis cut her off right there. So that was how she was going. We have seen bookshelves in schools. We've seen bookshelves in schools empty in response to Florida's new guidelines on books. Governor DeSantis cuts her off and says, fake narrative. Oh, okay. So, yeah. So he goes on and on about it being a fake narrative at that point. So she never even really got her question. And if she was expecting to make him uncomfortable, instead he just cut her off. I'm like, yeah, no. That's based on a whole fake narrative. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns on I-10 or I-110. Still seeing delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. That is going to be on the bridge due to construction, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slowdowns near Gondolier Boulevard. The 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge are looking good, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So going back to this reporter who admitted on a hot mic before the interview that her job was to make the governor uncomfortable. Okay. and that her job is to ask the tough questions. Yes, your job is to ask tough questions sometimes, but your job's not necessarily to make the person you're interviewing or a politician uncomfortable. But that was, she was like, that's my job. That's what I'm going to try to do. Hopefully I can get a question. And she finally got a question at the end. And she was like, Florida law prohibits an adult from giving a school child pornography. That's been a law for a long time. So, sorry. No, that was governor's response. So she says, we have seen bookshelves in schools empty in response to Florida's new guidelines on books. I wonder, and he cuts her off and goes, that's a fake narrative. And then he explains that the videos that are going out there that are showing empty bookshelves is because they haven't even put the books out yet. Like, they haven't even put the books out yet. It's not like they had to pull so many books off the shelves that now the shelves are empty. And he says, I'll get with my media guy, and he points out to who he is so that she can go talk to him afterwards. This is what I'm thinking from a third party perspective. Well, she looks like an idiot. Like, wow, you're asking a question and you don't know all the background and details around it. You literally just saw a video and assumed that shelves were taken, like books were taken off the shelf. You didn't follow up to see what was going on. And when the governor's office already has the answer and already has the explanation and already has the details about this, and you didn't know that, and you thought you were going to be given a gotcha question, and yet you don't even know all the details about the story. But this is what we have with journalism today. Just it's not, there is no journalistic integrity. It's gotcha journalism. The facts don't matter. The details don't matter. Just like when they talked about the Don't Say Gay bill, this is the same kind of reporter who would be reporting and calling it the Don't Say Gay bill when it's the Parental Rights in Action bill. That's what it's called. And there's nothing in there that says you can't say gay. There's nothing in there that says you can't say gay. But this is the kind of reporter who would take that narrative and see some Hollywood person saying, oh, I can't believe Florida passed the law that says you can't say the word gay. And she would be going up there, Governor, my job is here to make you feel uncomfortable. So I'm going to have to ask you a tough question. Why do you think it's not okay to say the word gay? Like, that's the kind of reporter this is. Sorry, moron. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford of the newsroom, and then we've got to get some Valentine's Day stories for you next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom real quick. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, the father of the man who killed three people and injured five others at Michigan State, speaking out, saying his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. He explained that the 43-year-old had a difficult time processing her death and became a hermit after quitting his job. Unidentified flying objects shot down in the U.S. and Canada may be tied to benign commercial or research efforts. That from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said intelligence agencies are considering as a potential explanation. The head of Goldman Sachs says the odds are improving for the U.S. economy to avoid a deep recession. David Solomon told an investor conference in Miami the chance of a so-called softer landing feels better now than it felt 6 to 9 months ago. And the release date for the third season of Ted Lasso has been set by Apple today. It'll make its return on March 15th, and the season will be 12 episodes long. We talked about this a couple of times before. Just wondering if maybe you both who have said you like Ted Lasso as much as I do have any interesting predictions about the third season. Here's mine. Keely and Roy won't last, and Roy is going to end up with his niece's teacher that he flirted with in season two.
Yeah, I think that I think they foreshadowed that a little bit. I would agree with you on that one. Yeah, Gracie?
I would agree too, even though that makes me sad because I think they're cute together.
Yeah, and she's going to go back to
Jamie.
Jamie, because he's getting nicer. He's kind of worked on his attitude a little bit.
Yeah, worked on his attitude, and he's become vulnerable. And so that, yeah, that's the way that's going to go down. And then Ted is just going to go back to America. And that's how it's going to finish.
I hope he ends up with what's her name?
The owner.
The owner's friend.
The owner's friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sassy. I hope Sassy, yeah. I hope that happens. I love her.
Yeah, I do like her too, but I don't know. He's going to go back to America. That's why they're going to end the series. I mean, you can't end it, and he's still the coach. And we'll be confused.
Maybe so. She'll go to America with him.
Mm. Okay, all right. Maybe so. Maybe get a little bit of that. So either way, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, like I said, it was like last week, I was like, you know what? I think I could watch Ted Lasso again.
Absolutely.
And I just binge watched it again. And I couldn't stop. I'm like laughing. You're crying. It's such a good show. So good. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Last minute Valentine's Day date ideas. Take a walk through a park. Go out for some dessert. I don't know. Okay. But it's today's day and age. Get matching tattoos together. Okay. Ironic fast food date. You dress up fancy, but you go to a fast food restaurant. It says, and they even recommend if you want to, you can take it over the top. Bring a tablecloth and some silverware to the restaurant. Yeah. I don't know about that one. Maybe dressing up. That'd be kind of funny. Ironic fast food date. Buy a sushi making kit and ingredients to make sushi at home. Turn your place into a spa with candles and the right music. Give each other an hour massage. Then if you just want to stay at home, watch a movie. L.com put together a list of the most romantic movies to watch on Valentine's Day. Some that may not have thought of as a romantic movie, like It's a Wonderful Life made the list. That's right. Up made the list. Oh, yeah, I can see that one. Mississippi Masala, never heard of it. Cinema Paradiso, 1988 movie, never heard of it. If Beale Street Could Talk, 2018 movie, never heard of it. Before Sunrise from 1995. Moonlight from 2016. Casablanca from 1942. Love and Basketball, 2000. I think that's like I think there's three movies on the list I know of. Love and Basketball, Leonardo DiCaprio, It's a Wonderful Life, and Up. I think those are the only ones I know. And the number one movie that they recommend, most romantic movie for Valentine's Day, In the Mood for Love. It's a 2000 movie as well. I've never heard of these things. So, all right, there you go. That's according to L.com. They do actually have some, they had When Harry Met Sally and The Notebook as well on the list. So, that's just strange to me. All right, let's get traffic on the fives. And oh yeah, we forgot to hit today's sign of the apocalypse. So we'll hit that next.
Well, if you're going out for Valentine's Day, whether it's fast food or a fancy dinner, roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not seeing anything to slow you down, as well as 29 and 90. Highway 90 has cleared up as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else on the roads? Make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go ahead today, sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. There was a police officer in Arizona, it was a police department in Arizona. They were interviewing a guy. He wanted to get hired on at the police force. And I guess in part of doing so, they have you run a polygraph. They got to take a polygraph test. And turns out, I guess the reason why is because they're trying to make sure you're not a criminal. That just hasn't been caught yet. And turns out this guy who was trying to get hired was in possession of child pornography and admitted in the interview, in the polygraph, he was failing it. So then they're like, oh, this is not really showing correctly here and stuff. Admitted that he visits basically underage websites and things like that. So he didn't just not get the job. He got arrested. Just like, oh, my gosh. Like, I mean, there's so many things wrong with that. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Happy Valentine's Day to you. A website put together a Valentine's Day themed Would You Rather game. And here's some of the answers from this detail. So, would you rather go out for a fancy dinner or stay in and just order pizza? Interestingly enough, 54% said pizza. That's right. Would you rather snack on candy hearts or snack on Valentine's Day themed M&Ms? 79% said, give me the M&Ms. Then you've got, would you rather bet that you can make someone fall in love with you in 10 days? Think the movie. Or bet that you can lose a date in the same amount of time? 70% were like, yeah, I could lose the date in 10 days. Yeah, that seems easier. Would you rather watch older rom-com movies that you've seen a million times or watch a new one from the past 5 years that you may have never seen before? 66% said, give me one that's tried and true. Would you rather go on a date with somebody new on Valentine's Day, or would you rather reconnect with an ex? Yeah, not surprisingly, only 16% were like, give me the ex. Then would you rather receive, would you rather indulge in chocolate-covered strawberries or indulge in a tin of gourmet popcorn? Not surprisingly, the gourmet strawberries, picked that one out. Would you rather go out with friends on Valentine's Day or go out on a date on Valentine's Day? 61% said, give me the date. Would you rather buy Valentine's-themed candy beforehand to get into the spirit of the holiday, or just buy it all on the day of to get it on sale? 71% said, buy it all on sale the day of or the day after. Like, they're like, I don't need the Valentine's Day themed candy early. Just give me a, just as long as I get it. And then 71% said they would rather stream a movie at home on a couch than go to the movie theater on Valentine's Day. Very interesting. That's just some of the things right there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Now that the big game is done, 53% of men say they're ready to start getting in shape, focus on their health and wellness now that the game's over. I mean, I kind of laugh at that, but I also kind of identify because I'm like, yep, I have a... now that the big game's over, I'm more focused on trying to lose weight myself. So I get it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.